Students around the region are graduating from high school this week, and among them is Kevin Davis Jr., a senior at Mastery Pickett Charter School in the Germantown section of Philadelphia. Davis is not the type to stand out, but he is a marvel of consistency, and after 13 years of doing everything that's asked of him, he's finally asking for a little help, as WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt explains.
Kevin Davis Jr. has a pretty standard routine before school.
Yeah, we go about 6:30 every morning, wash my face, watch a little bit of news, get washed up and dressed, smell good before I leave out the house, tell my mom and dad I love them before I leave, go to school with my little sister.
The remarkable thing about this unremarkable ritual is how many times Davis has repeated it. The soon-to-be graduate has never missed a day of school, not in pre-K and not in any of the grades since. Ask him why, and you'll get a little perspective from the Zen of Kevin.
I know if I miss something, I'm always going to be behind, and I don't ever want to be behind. I always want to be ahead.
Davis, if you hadn't noticed, is not the talkative type. But his teacher, Lila Corrigan, has always sensed a strong, quiet sense of self.
He just keeps saying, I want to be different. I want to do something different. And he realized pretty early on that this is really a very simple way of being different.
Here's another way Davis wants to be different. He wants to become a chef, a famous chef, with ambitions a lot louder than his voice.
I want to open more than one restaurant, so I want to be like worldwide.
And to get there, he wants to attend culinary school, but the price tag is $25,000. And even though Davis has done everything within his control to this point, he's looking at a big bundle of student loans. His teacher, Corrigan, has started a GoFundMe page to help him raise money and reduce his debt. She's calling it Kevin's 13-year commitment because that's how long his attendance streak has lasted. And he fully expects to keep that streak going this fall. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.